Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Monday, August 12th, 2019. I'm Rich Strappolino. Samsung unveiled the Isocell Bright HMX smartphone camera sensor, which offers up to 108 megapixels of resolution. The sensor was developed with Xiaomi and is one of the largest smartphone camera sensors at 0.75 inches. By default, the sensor will use pixel binning to capture 27 megapixel images, although full resolution will be available. The sensor is also capable of capturing 6K video at 30 frames per second. Production of the new sensor will begin later in August. The New York Times reports that in late 2018, Facebook halted acquisition talks with the group video chat House Party out of fears of inciting antitrust concerns, according to sources. The acquisition talks had reportedly gone on for weeks before being killed by Facebook's corporate development team over regulatory concerns. Epic Games then acquired House Party in June. Adobe says its upcoming apps Aero, Fresco, and Photoshop for iPad will focus on experiences outside of the glass, I think that implies AR, and will be fluid between mobile and desktop services. Adobe's Project Glasswing, still in development, uses a mixed reality display to allow Photoshop or After Effects layers to be viewed in a transparent screen in front of real 3D objects. Adobe intends to partner with hardware companies to create realistic solutions for the project, such as in retail spaces. Discord will launch a video streaming feature called Go Live on August 15th. It will let any Discord user on Windows stream videos of their game, no webcam support, to any voice channel for up to 10 people at a time. Mac and Linux users can watch, but not stream. Boosted servers and anyone with Nitro will get higher quality streams. Admins can turn the feature on or off at the server level. The Voting Village at the DEF CON Security Conference features a $10 million prototype voting machine developed by DARPA. Originally announced in March, the voting machine is an open-source platform and will be built on purpose-built hardware, although the prototype running at DEF CON right now is running on virtualized hardware. The machine uses a touchscreen to register votes, then prints out the selections with a QR code in the corner of the ballot. These printouts are then scanned, with the QR code serving as a cryptographic validity check. DARPA hopes to have a complete system to access at DEF CON in 2020. The system will offer a code repository for researchers to test, as well as offer a small test board to look for hardware vulnerabilities. U.S. Secretary of Commerce Wilbur Ross said last week his department has received 50 requests for licenses to resume sales to Huawei. However, Bloomberg reports people familiar with the matter say the U.S. is holding off on decisions regarding those applications, as China said it was halting purchases of U.S. farm goods. ByteDance's Chinese news aggregator Taobao launched Taobao Search, a mobile-optimized search engine. The results feature a combination of web results and media from ByteDance's apps to further drive traffic, and is subject to Chinese state censorship. Baidu currently holds 76% of search market share in China. Huawei announced it plans to build an $800 million plant in Brazil's Sao Paulo state over the next 3 years. As part of the agreement, Huawei will invest in the state's Institute of Technological Research between 2020 and 2022, as well as in public education. Huawei has one factory in Sao Paulo that employs 2,000 people already. Nokia and Ericsson also have factories in the state. In an email to users, the UK-based food delivery startup Deliveroo confirmed it was halting services in Germany as of August 16th. Deliveroo started service in Germany 4 years ago, but rolled back services to many smaller German cities last year. Drivers who have been on the service for at least 12 weeks will receive two goodwill payments based on average earnings over the past 12 weeks. The U.S. Navy announced it will revert destroyers from touchscreens to a physical throttle and traditional helm control system over the next 18 to 24 months. Following a fatal crash involving the USS John S. McCain, a comprehensive review by the Navy found the touchscreen systems complex and crews poorly trained to use them. Subsequent fleet surveys found crews preferred mechanical controls over the touchscreens. Following safety testing, the first new throttles are scheduled to be installed by summer 2020. And finally, researchers at Checkpoint Software demonstrated installing ransomware on a Canon 80D DSLR. Installing the ransomware used the picture transfer protocol over Wi-Fi or USB, which doesn't require any authentication. The ransomware encrypted images on the camera's SD card to prevent access. Counterpoint contacted Canon back in March, and the two have been working on a patch since May. The researchers said that while the exploit was specific to Canon, any cameras that use the picture transfer protocol may be vulnerable to similar attacks. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, remember to subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes there and links to all of these headlines as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.